Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Where the fuck are we? What are we doing? What's that?
I'm in my dining room, and we're, reading a book.
We are.
We're reading a book?
What book are we reading?
I'm pretty sure it's the Bible.
It is the Bible.
Are we still in Psalms?
Fuck. We are. We're still in Psalms.
Okay.
Last night.
Yeah.
We did Psalms 31, 32, and 33.
Yeah, yeah.
And today,
there was some stuff said.
There was some stuff said.
Yep.
They psalmed.
They did some things.
They psalmed.
They psalmed.
Psalming right along.
Yeah.
And today we're getting into Psalms 34, 35, and 36.
Okay.
And that is a thing that is happening.
Right now, even.
So, yeah.
Let's do it.
Okie dokie. All right, we are here starting with Psalm 34.
Okay.
Of David.
Of David.
When he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away and he left.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I got a few notes on that one.
Right?
So, yeah. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
Mm.
I sought the Lord and he answered me.
I shot the sheriff.
I was going to say that, and that's why I paused, because I was like, nah, you'll get mad. I sought the Lord, and you shot the sheriff.
I mean, I'm just, it seemed to like, I don't know, it's like it needed to be there.
I shot the Lord. Wait, no.
Right.
Yeah. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. Because Cain killed Abel, and he was still, like, wanting to be with God, and his face wasn't covered with shame, and his face wasn't radiant.
Right, right.
Also,
you seemed so offended that the Bible was, you know, incorrect. And I'm like, how long have we been reading this now?
Well, also because they say that people who are pregnant, they glow and they're radiant. But
yeah,
you're telling me every single pregnant person is with Christ? I don't think so. I do not think so. Many of them
I don't
are
know. There was parts
Francis.
In here where they were like, you know, God helps impregnate people. So,
well, that's true.
You know,
that is true.
So maybe.
This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them.
There's that fear again.
Mm-hmm. Taste and see. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Mm. Yum.
That's what you go to communion for, right?
Taste and see. I'm cooking dinner in the crock pot.
Is that really what it says?
It says, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Interesting.
Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you and his saints. For those who fear him lack nothing.
Fear, fear.
Fear, fear. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
Mm.
That's not true. I know lots of poor people.
I mean, God starved them and like almost... The Israelites, when they were walking through the desert, like mm-hmm. all they had to eat was fucking manna. They were like, God, we're fucking starving, man.
Okay, what about Moses' own fucking sister?
Right.
He afflicted her with fucking leprosy just for questioning Moses, and she was never allowed to speak ever again.
Yeah, that was some bullshit.
That was some bullshit.
Yeah.
And she was beloved.
Right.
So, I'm sorry, but fuck off.
Yeah.
Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Fear.
Fear.
Fear. Fear. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth.
Mm.
Damn.
Like he was supposed to cut off the memory of the giants.
Yes.
Who didn't quite disappear.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. What was
Og of Bashan?
Og of Bashan.
Yeah.
Not Aga.
Og of Bashan.
Okay, but there was also the Amalekites of Amak.
Sure.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, there was other giants.
He was one of those giants.
Right.
Yeah. We were supposed to forget his name.
Of Bashan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were supposed to forget all those guys.
I know, but they kept talking about them.
Yeah. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken.
Mm. So you never, if you believe in the Lord, apparently you never get a broken bone. So if you've had a broken bone, God doesn't like you.
You weren't a true believer. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry. It's right here in the Bible.
Right, yeah. If you broke your bone, God thinks you're shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, I broke my bone, so, you know, that makes sense. Because,
yeah.
You know, I'm not a believer.
Right.
But my sister broke a bone, and she is a believer.
I'm trying to think if I've never broken a bone.
No?
I literally have not broken. I've sprained stuff. I've done things like, you know, hurt myself pretty bad, but I've never broken a bone I'm aware of.
My foot is broken.
I might have broke my tailbone once.
I've had broken ribs.
Yeah.
I've had a broken wrist. I've had a broken spirit.
So I got to tell you a story of the broken tailbone, though.
Okay.
So this was when I remember it was sixth grade. We had this trip we had to go on, and they had to make us go through this hike, and we had to wade across a river. And we're getting into the river to wade across it. And I'm like, I'm going to jump in because I'm stupid and I'm in sixth grade.
Oh, my God.
I jumped in, landed on a goddamn rock.
I bet you did.
Oh, fuck. I still have miles to go, too.
Did you cry?
That was a painful day. I mean,
I would have cried.
No, I sucked it up because, you know, there's kids around, so.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
It was painful as fuck,
though.
You were
still at an age when you had to worry about your man card and all that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You can't cry in middle school? Jesus.
No, you can't.
You get fucking murdered or something.
Don't give me something to cry about, you dumb kid. So I also had a problem with my butt bone. There was a kid that was going around also in sixth grade.
Mm, yeah.
Pulling the chair out from under people before they sat.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was my best friend, Dina Miller. Fucking bitch. Yeah, she pulled it out from under me, and I landed right on my tailbone, and I couldn't breathe for a minute. You know, have you ever, like...
Not had the wind knocked out of you?
Yeah.
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 Sure.
And so I was going... and she thought I was being dramatic.
Right.
And finally, I got my breath, and I started crying because it hurt so bad, and I've had back issues ever since.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. Fucking Dina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's finish this one off. It's almost done. Sorry. Yeah. None of them will be broken. Your bones will always be good.
Yeah.
Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him.
Does it say evil will slay the wicked?
Evil will slay the wicked.
So who slays the evil?
God. So God is evil. What? Ergo. I mean, I'm just doing the maths here.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
What do I know? All right, so Psalm 34 notes.
Okay.
It is a praise for deliverance from troubles and starts out, I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalm 34 takes place when David was living with the Philistines.
Okay.
But the account of this event in 1 Samuel chapter 21. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I forgot how to actually say these things because we haven't been in them for a while.
Right.
So 1 Samuel chapter 21 refers to the king as Ashish, not Abimelech.
Okay.
But remember, we covered this at the time, too. Abimelech was his title, and Ashish was his actual name.
Got it.
You remember that?
Yeah, kind of.
Vaguely,
kind of.
Yeah. So this psalm is an acrostic poem in the Hebrew alphabet.
Okay.
So
again, the alphabet.
Again, yeah. And belongs to a series of songs of thanksgiving. Yay, thank you. Yeah. You're awesome. I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
Psalm 34 is an acrostic of confidence, as is Psalm 25, with which it shares many similarities.
Okay.
Psalm 25 began, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, and is thought to be a prayer for guidance, pardon, and protection. So that makes sense.
Sure.
Psalm 34 is the first psalm which describes angels as guardians of the righteous.
Hmm.
How about that?
Okay. Yeah.
Guardians of the
righteous. Guardian angels.
Yeah. Guardian angel. Yeah. So that was Psalm 34. Now we move on to Psalm 35.
Okay.
I've decided that when I'm actually reading them, they're psalms. But when I'm talking about them or making fun of them, they're psalms.
Is that what you decided?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I put that into practice.
We've had comments both ways. Some people like the psalms.
Yeah.
Some people hate the psalms.
Right.
So.
But I've decided.
So you're splitting it down?
I'm splitting it down the middle.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. When it's my commentary, I get to say it how I like. But I will refer to it as a psalm when I'm titled.
Reading.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
So Psalm 35.
All right.
Guess what?
What?
Of David. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me.
Okay.
Take care of those bitches. Yeah,
get them.
Get them. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up shield and buckler. Arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Help! May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back in dismay. This is again with the, you know, cut them up, do bad to them, get them.
Yeah.
I can't be down with all that violence.
It's a lot of violence.
Hatefulness.
Yeah.
Just hateful. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May their path be
dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them.
Mm-hmm.
Since they hid their net for me without cause, and without cause dug a pit for me, may ruin overtake them by surprise. May they... What?
I was going to say, it's easy to say they don't have cause when you're the person saying it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
obviously, to you, they don't have cause.
I would like to hear their side.
I
want to
hear
it.
Their side, yeah.
Maybe you came into their house and stole their shit and took their women's and got right. their gold. And
just because God told you to do it doesn't make it right.
Yeah, yeah. May ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit to their ruin. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord and delight in his salvation. That's just so mean.
You're going to delight in it.
Yeah, that's schadenfreude, yeah. and that's right? bad.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's...
I have schadenfreude sure, sometimes, sure. But I'm aware of it as a not nice thing.
Right, it's not a good trait to, right. to talk about. Like, you don't be like, oh, I was so happy about this shit, because...
No, you say it, like, to your spouse in your car when nobody else is listening, and right. you say, this is just between us because I know I shouldn't feel this way, but I am so glad that XYZ happened to that bad person who you know had it coming.
Right, right.
But it's mean to think that, so I'll never say it out loud.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay, like, when bad things happen to Trump.
I mean, that's the easiest example on the planet. I
always say the schadenfreude is real.
Right.
Because it is. But that doesn't make me a good person.
Sure.
Like, I'm not nice. I also don't regret saying it and doing it because he is a horrible human being. But that doesn't make him better than me. And that doesn't make me better than him. Like, I'm still...
Right.
Being not nice.
Right.
That's literally why it's called schadenfreude.
Right.
So, anyways, whatever.
Anyway.
Then my soul will rejoice and delight in his salvation. Blah, 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 blah. My whole being will exclaim, who is like you, O Lord? You rescue them. You rescue the poor from those too strong for them. The poor and needy from those who rob them. Is that what you do?
I've never heard a single story about that I can recall.
I did, but his name was Robin Hood.
I meant with regard to the Bible and God.
Yeah, no, never. Ruthless witnesses come forward. They question me on things I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good and leave my soul forlorn. Yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayers returned to me unanswered, I went about mourning as though for my friend or brother. I bowed my head in grief as though weeping for my mother. But when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. Attackers gathered against me when I was unaware.
He delighted when God did retribution on, like, no, what do you expect? No.
He's saying, okay, so first of all, they fell ill.
Uh-huh.
And then... I prayed for them because I was like, oh, no,
okay,
that's sad. I hope they feel better.
Okay.
But then when I got sick, they didn't pray for me. They were fucking mean asses. So now I hope they fall into a fucking pit. That's what he said.
And he's going to rejoice in it, though.
And I'm going to be happy about it.
The same way.
Yeah.
So that's bullshit.
Well, he's like, they didn't pray for me even though I prayed for them. So I hope they die and I'll be happy.
Right. But you can't. Do it with an expectation of a result.
It's,
you know,
love, like, without strings attached.
Exactly.
And he had strings. So let me guess, you were doing it for the wrong fucking reason.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Intentions matter,
it's
asshole.
Bullshit.
Yeah. If you're going to, like, pray for somebody, don't do it hoping that they pray for you too.
Right.
That's tit for tat. And, you know, you're not, you're basically praying, you're pre-praying.
You're not giving anything. You're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You're literally doing it with the hope that they do the same.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then you're going to want to take it back and, like, oh, give, right. you know, takes you back.
It's kind of like you are always the one that your family calls to help them move and to carry heavy stuff and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, not everybody shows up to help us, and that's okay. You're still always going to be the one that they call, and you're always going to do it because that's who you are and you're a good guy.
Right.
And same on my side, you know, if I can do it, the answer is yes. And I do it without expectation. Actually, I would go so far as
I do it with the expectation that the favor likely won't be returned. But right. I'm not doing it for the return favor. I'm doing it because I want to be known as a person who does good things from the bottom of my heart. Like, that's who I am. And that's sure. who you are. Mm-hmm. We're just nice people. God damn it.
Right.
Okay. Anyway. They slander me without ceasing like the ungodly they maliciously mocked. They gnashed their teeth at me. Oh, Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my life from their ravages, my precious life from these lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among throngs of people, I will praise you.
Okay.
Let not those who gloat over me, who are my enemies without cause, let not those who hate me without reason maliciously wink the eye. They do.
Maliciously wink the eye.
Yeah. You know.
Wow. That's funny.
I maliciously wink my eye.
Ooh. I'm just imagining it. Like, it's so fun.
Wow. If winks could kill. Maybe they meant the poop hole eye. Like, I maliciously wink my eye.
No, I don't think so.
Not that eye.
I don't think so.
Third eye brown?
No.
Third eye blind?
No.
No? Okay. Let not those who hate me without reason maliciously wink the eye. They do not speak peaceably, but devise false accusations, those liars, against those who live quietly in the land. You don't sound quiet, sir. You don't. Like, you wrote a whole goddamn page worth of, I hate those fuckers. They gape at me and say, aha, aha, with our own eyes, we have seen it. Oh, Lord, you have seen this. Be not silent. Do not be far from me, O Lord. Awake and rise to my defense. Contend for me, my God and Lord. Vindicate me in your righteousness, O Lord, my God. Do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them think, aha, just what we wanted, or say, we have swallowed him up. May all who gloat over my distress be put to shame and confusion, even though I'm going to gloat over their distress.
Yeah.
May all who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame and disgrace. This is not nice.
It's not.
May those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, the Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servant. My tongue will speak of your righteousness and of your praises all day long.
But
you're not, though. You're not speaking of God's righteousness. You're talking about how you hope that God gets revenge on people for you.
Right.
On your behalf.
Right.
That's weak. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're a lame-o. I don't like you, sir. All right. Psalm 35 notes.
Yeah.
A prayer for rescue from enemies.
Yeah.
All those enemies, they're out to get you.
Yep.
It starts out, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive me. So relentless enemies are seeking the psalmist's life. Their hostility is groundless and malicious, and it's aggravated also by their ingratitude. So the psalmist appeals to God to do him justice and deliver him.
Again, we're taking this guy's word for
yes.
it, that it's groundless.
Yes, yes. Each of these points is illustrated by the narrative of David's persecution by Saul in the first book of Samuel. Mm. But it's not against Samuel himself that the psalm is directed, but against the men who fomented his insane jealousy. So he wasn't singing... Or he wasn't asking God, get Saul. He's asking God to get all those guys who follow Saul.
Got it. Yeah.
And this is the first prayer when the American...
Hold on, though. I have to go back to this because Saul actually, like, threw a spear at David, like, twice. Don't you remember that?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I remember David used to be Saul's, like, harpist or whatever,
yeah.
right?
And his migraine counselor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Saul decided to just, like, chuck a spear at him a couple of times.
A couple times.
And I'm like, so it doesn't sound like it was other guys. To the way it read to me, Saul was just fucking nutty.
Yeah.
So
just, Saul was insane.
That's my 2 cents.
Yeah. But remember, he was considered good because he, quote unquote, never acted on Saul. He never attacked Saul. He treated Saul respectfully, even
right.
further on. He never stole the throne from him or nothing.
Like, initially, though, Saul was on the good side of God, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't know. The whole thing, the whole story bothered me, but whatever.
It's kind of like the Game of Thrones, you know, they all start out okay and then they get nutty right. at the end.
Yeah.
So the first prayer when the American First Continental Congress met in early September 1774,
mm-hmm.
That first prayer they did was taken from Psalm 35, verse 1.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
There's some history for you.
Okay.
For your little ear holes.
Right.
Yep. And that's all the notes I got.
Okay. So now we're moving on to the last one.
The last one today, which is Psalm 36.
Okay.
For the director of music of Psalm, of David, the servant of the Lord. I messed that up because there was too many words and I looked right. away thinking I had it.
Well, and I interrupted you in the middle
you
of it.
You did,
so.
Fucker.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
An oracle is within my heart.
Wait, an oracle? I didn't think That's God liked evil. Oracles.
God does not like
Wouldn't
an oracle.
You stone oracles?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
We should go stone David right now.
Yes.
Concerning the sinfulness of the wicked, there is no fear of God before his eyes, for in his own eyes he flatters himself too much to detect or hate his sin. The words of his mouth are wicked and deceitful. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. Even on his bed he plots evil. He commits himself to a sinful course, and does not reject what is wrong.
Okay.
He's bad. Okay. He's all bad, no good.
Right.
Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the great deep. O Lord, you preserve both man and beast. I'm going to get back to that in a minute, so remember that line.
Okay. Yeah.
O Lord, you preserve both man and beast. How priceless is your unfailing love, both high and low among men. Find refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights, for with you is the fountain of life. Mm. In your light, we see light. Continue your love to those who know you. Your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. See how the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise.
Okay.
The end. All right. Psalm 36 notes.
Okay.
This one is the steadfast love of God, even though it was all about evil people.
Mm-hmm.
Starts out, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart. Okay?
Okay.
Now, remember in verse 6 when I said, hang on to that note, you yeah. save man and beast?
Sure.
The juxtaposition of man and animal in that verse has been subject to various interpretations. So the Talmud says that beast refers to people who are wise and understanding, but make themselves simple like a dumb beast.
Okay.
Okay. The Midrash, which again are writings about the Torah,
yeah.
interprets this verse as meaning that God saves man in the merit of the animals.
Okay.
Okay. Jewish ethicists see the verse as endorsing animal welfare and animal rights.
Okay.
And St. Augustine suggested that this verse proves that animals also receive salvation.
Oh,
I'm so here for that.
Dogs do go to heaven.
Dogs go to heaven and elephants have souls.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm down for those last two
interpretations. If there is a heaven, they deserve to go too.
Duh.
There's not. But I mean, if there were, you know.
The fact that animals can many animals, like elephants, for example, can mourn death.
Yeah.
And have like their own variations of death. Rituals.
Yeah.
And the fact that mom whales mourn the loss of their child.
Yeah.
Like, no, totally they have souls. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
They have personalities. Just miss me with that shit, you know?
Right.
So verse 9 says, in thy light shall we see light. And that is the motto of Columbia University. And appears on its university seal
and was adopted in 1755.
Mm.
Many other colleges take their mottos from various lines in that. This.
Because God and stuff. And whatever.
God is stuff.
Right.
In thy light shall we see light. And in Latin that reads, in lumine tuo vitabimus lumen.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's all you got?
That's all my psalm notes. All
right. So that was Psalms chapters 34 through 36.
Yep.
And tomorrow we will be back with
Psalms 37, 38, and 39.
All right. We'll see you guys then. Oh, what? One more thing we should mention. Those are going to be, so we are doing a weekly live podcast on Discord for everybody. You don't even have to be a Discord member to join us on this one. You just have to click the link and, like, you know, reserve a spot. So look out in our show notes on Twitter, on Facebook, because tomorrow at some point I will have links to all those things. And we will be doing our live podcast tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Well, by the time you listen to this, it'll be tomorrow. It'll be tonight.
Sorry, today. Tuesdays. Basically, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Is what our ongoing live podcast will be for everybody. So
yep.
Stay tuned. Come see us. Hang out. Whatever you want to do.
Chat with us.
Yeah.
We really like it. It's fun. Great.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys later.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.